Hi, good morning, sleepyhead. What am I doing in your bed right now? What am I doing completely naked right next to you in your bed? Well, it's kind of a long story, but you've got time. I mean, no work. The gym is closed. The park is closed. The shops on the corner are closed. You've got nowhere to go. It's almost like we're cellmates in prison together, isn't it? Only with no guards around. Anyway, why am I naked? You know how claustrophobic you are? Like how you never go into elevators and you freak out when you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I had to make you that mixtape of Enya so you felt calmer? You remember that one night we were watching Succession and you tried to explain what it was like to be scared of tight places? I tried and tried to understand, but I just couldn't. Until now. You know, at one point I thought this thing was gonna last about 2 weeks. It wasn't great, but I figured, well, I can watch some Netflix. I get to sleep in the mornings. The apartment needs to be cleaned anyway, right? I can survive 2 weeks. And then it was 3 weeks, and then four, and then six. It's just endless, isn't it? Do we think it's just gonna be over in a few weeks? There's no Olympics this year, no political conventions. One state just banned rock concerts until February. It's like we're living in a bad movie and there's no way out of here. Can't you just feel it? So, after the second week and into the third, I started getting restless. I mean, how many cooking videos can you watch? How many games of Psych can you play with your online friends? Even when I saw a hot guy or a hot girl at the grocery store, I couldn't go up and talk to them. I just had to go home and dig my little fingers into my pussy thinking about them. Oh, don't look so offended. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Why am I naked? What's that? You want me to stop? You don't like my story? Trust me, you don't want to get out of this bed before you hear the good parts. Oh, why am I talking like this? You've never heard me sound like this before? Well, it is an unprecedented time, isn't it, sweetie? Quarantine Jackie is not like regular Jackie, especially when there's no release valve and the pressure keeps building up and building up. So, I started watching a lot more porn. There's a lot more time in the day when you don't have to go anywhere. On day 15, my porn took a turn for the darker. And on day 23, darker. And on day 28, oh, fuck, much darker. Until today, day 36. 36. You know, it almost sounds like dirty sex, doesn't it? Today is the day that your roommate can't fucking take it any longer. I'm now as crazy as you are, sweetie. Which is why I'm actually not naked at all. What? Plot twist! I'm wearing a giant fucking strap-on. And since everyone else is socially distant, you, my dear, are the winner of today's. Hey, wait, where do you think you're going? I know that you're not gonna lock yourself in that tiny little closet. And I made sure to barricade the door so you're not leaving through there either. Don't believe me? You can try it. Maybe you can scratch and claw your way out. Like that guy who got buried alive in a coffin, and he had to claw for hours and hours until his air ran out. You know, that's a nice ass you're showing me as you're trying to open the door. You're really doing a great job of convincing me not to plunge this fat cock into that tiny little asshole. Just keep wiggling and struggling for me, sweetie. Anyway, back to the story. I knew day dirty sex, I mean 36, was probably gonna be a hard one. So I ordered the strap-on with 2-day rush delivery. It cost me a lot, and they had 5 sizes, and I thought, day 4 probably calls for the smallest size. Day 9 for the second smallest. Day 17 for the middle one. Day 24, well, you know. But this is day 36, so guess which one I picked. Oh, that's right. I want to make you get fucked harder than the fucking restaurant industry. I want this dick to be as big as the stock of Zoom. Sweetie, after I gave the delivery boy a big tip. Which is why everyone listening to this, tip your service workers. Do it. It's the right thing to do. They are risking their health, working hard for us. Anyway, yeah, big tip. You all get the joke, I'm sure. Also, people leave the box the package came in outside your door for the night. It gets the germs to die, and then you can just pick it up in the morning. Remember, safety first. Now then, let's get back to raping you. Come here. Down you go. That's my hand around your neck. Oh, and I'm fucking stronger than you. Okay, not really, but oh, I've got you down there. So don't try to leave again. Do you hear me? Do you know what's gonna fucking happen if you do? I don't think you know how truly fucked you are. So let's play a little game. Let's count the layers of your claustrophobic nightmare, shall we? Even if you were to get through that door, which you won't, where are you gonna go? I mean, there are still the stay-at-home orders, sweetie. It's illegal for you to leave. Do you think the police would help you? Honey, it's been 36 days. Those cops have itchy big nightsticks, and there are almost no criminals to take their roid rage on. They're practically chomping at the bit to beat the fuck out of anyone that breaks curfew. And then, after you're all fucked up, hell, even if I decide to fuck you up myself, do you think that a hospital is gonna have a bed for you? Do you think emergency services aren't stretched so thin they're about to pop? I went to the grocery store on Friday. They make you wear a mask to even get in. Can you imagine the air inside that mask? All tight and enclosed, where you have to breathe it in and out again and again, and you can't take it off. Who's gonna help you if you have a panic attack? I mean, no one will get close to you except me. You know what I'd like to do? I want to build a solid brick wall right in the middle of this room so that it cuts off most of the space. And then a closer one that surrounds just this bed. And then a closer one that gives a tiny little corner right on the edge. So small that there's barely any room for either of us to move. And then when my fat strap-on slams into your little asshole, maybe there won't be any room to get it out again. You'll try to squirm forward, and there'll be nowhere to go. There's just enough room for our two bodies to barely fit. What happens when there's a big, juicy cock to accommodate? It's kind of Ironic. This guy afraid of tight, overcrowded spaces, having his own tightest space completely crowded. This guy terrified of being around too many people at once, and his biggest nightmare will come from just being around one person. Just you and me, babe. Day after day until this quarantine ends. And not unlike this perfect ass of yours, sweetie, I hope that curve never fucking flattens. What's wrong? You look a little feverish. You look as though you have some shortness of breath. It looks like you're getting fatigued trying to clench your cheeks shut. Uh-oh. Fever. Fatigue. Breathing problems. I recognize these symptoms. Hope you're prepared for a 2-week isolation and some rigorous testing. The moral of the story is that sometimes you don't get fucked up by COVID-19. You get fucked up by day 36.